Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 854. 11 Habits, Science Links to Longevity, part 2. By Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 853 if you haven't already. Now, yesterday I started the show with a quote from Mark Twain. The quote was all about how kindness can transcend everything, basically. And I said, I promise we'll get to that and how it applies to longevity. I didn't get to it yesterday, so hint, hint, I might just talk about that today. So let's finish up Summer's post as we optimize your life. 11 Habits Science Links to Longevity. Part 2 by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. 7. Turmeric, the longevity spice. Turmeric may contain anti-aging properties. This may be because it contains the compound curcumin, a compound that is highly bioactive. Curcumin is believed to help the heart, lungs, and brain function because of its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Some also believe it helps protect against issues related to the aging process. This is according to the International Journal of Biochemistry and Cell Biology, along with the Advances in Experimental Medicine and Biology Journal. Curcumin has been linked to an increased lifespan in insects and mice, and this is according to studies in the Biomed Research International Journal, Biofactors, and the International Journal of Biomedical Science. Now, these findings have not been duplicated in every study on the topic, and there are no studies on humans that I know of that are available for review. In spite of this lack of information, turmeric is regularly used in India and is considered safe for the most part. Healthy habits include adding a little extra of the spice to prepared foods. The last word. Curcumin is the primary bioactive compound in turmeric and includes both antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. According to some animal studies, it may increase the lifespan. 8. Ensure longevity and good health. Get a good night's sleep. Sleep is essential for maintaining cell function, help with body healing, and one of the major healthy habits. According to a recent study in the Journal of Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience, there is a link between longevity and regular sleep patterns. This means retiring and waking up at approximately the same time every day. The duration of sleep is a factor in longevity, with both too little and too much being unhealthy. According to the National Health Service and the Daily Mail, researchers are of the opinion that lack of sleep can cause inflammation and increase the risk of developing obesity, and all of these conditions are linked to fewer years of life. On the other hand, it is believed that too much sleep could lead to less physical activity, a higher likelihood of unemployment, and undiagnosed health conditions, which could also reduce a person's potential lifespan. The last word. The healthiest sleep pattern likely includes 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night. Following this pattern may increase your lifespan. 9. Is drinking alcohol in moderation a healthy habit? Yes. It is believed wine is quite beneficial because it contains a significant amount of polyphenols, which are types of antioxidants. It's recommended that alcohol be consumed in moderation, which is defined as 1 to 2 units or less daily for women and less than 3 units daily for men. This is according to the Medical News Today. Per week, this means for women, no more than 7 units, and for men, no more than 14 units. One thing to keep in mind is there is no reliable research to support the premise that benefits of moderate drinking are any more substantial than those derived from not consuming any alcohol. What this means is you shouldn't start drinking for the possible health benefits if you don't already drink. The last word. Anyone who drinks alcohol needs to understand the need for maintaining a moderate intake to help prevent issues. Wine may be beneficial for this. 10. Drink coffee and tea. Healthy habits combating the risk of health conditions. Moderate consumption of both tea and coffee may provide benefits for healthy aging and a prolonged life. 11. Conscientiousness. Mindfulness improves longevity. Healthy habits and being conscientious means a person can be efficient, self-disciplined, organized, and focused on their goals. A study published in the Journal of Health Psychology looked at 1,500 boys and girls and followed them into old age. These children were considered disciplined, organized, and persistent, and the data from the study showed that they lived 11% longer than those who were not as conscientious. According to Alyssa Rothschild, RDN, CDN, quote, "Losing 1 to 2 pounds a week is a safe rate of weight loss. The best part of this sustainable weight loss is that it does not require a complete overhaul in your diet. This can be achieved by cutting down about 500 calories a day through simple changes. Swap your salad dressing. 2 tablespoons of ranch dressing adds an additional 145 calories and 15 grams of fat. Swapping this for balsamic vinegar, hold the oil, provides only 30 calories and 0 grams of fat. Swap soda for water. 1 12-ounce can of soda has 140 calories. Replace it with a glass of ice water or seltzer, and this has 0 calories, making it the ideal choice for hydration. Add slices of citrus fruit, strawberries, or cucumber to make the flavor more appealing, which may help you drink more." According to Krista Santoro, external communications director and yoga teacher at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies in Rhinebeck, New York, quote, "Mindfulness has been found to be effective for dealing with emotional eating and weight loss. Mindful eating is the practice of slowing down, engaging all your senses, pausing between bites to take breaths, and building awareness of our internal landscape. When we become more aware, we can begin to better understand our emotional triggers and stress response and shift our behavior to make healthier choices," end quote. The reason for this may be because those who are conscientious are not as likely to take risks and have negative reactions to stress, but are more likely to be successful professionally and make responsible decisions about their health. Conscientiousness develops at any stage of life and begins with simple things and then moves forward. The last word. This one comes from Monica Auslander Moreno, MS, RDN, from Essence Nutrition. Quote, "People always think there is a quick fix, a cleanse, a detox, a smoothie, a shot, etc. The reality is, nutrition change is slow. Sustainable habits take months and even years to create and sustain. Nutrition change is changing a little piece of who you are, so it's important to honor that," end quote. Final take on healthy habits connected to longevity. Although genetics is partly responsible for longevity, a substantial part of the way you live is still under your control. Follow these tips if you have a desire to reach old age. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 11 Habits Science Links to Longevity by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, so where does that Mark Twain quote fit in? That quote about how kindness is something that the blind can see and the deaf can hear. Well, it actually relates to this last one, being mindful and conscientious. Yes, of course, it's important to be mindful of your health and your needs, but please be mindful of those around you. Be conscientious of the feelings of those around you, especially your loved ones, your friends, your colleagues, your family. Because when we're kind to each other, when we give that kind of support to someone else, it actually makes us feel even better. It makes us happier people. When we're mindful of others, when we're kind to others especially, it improves our health. This will sound really selfish, but it actually improves our health more than the person's receiving the kindness. We are social beings, and what we found is when we can give support to someone else, when we can give social support, and when we receive social support too, of course, it extends our lifespan. It helps heal our cells. It heals our DNA. So when we think about being conscientious and mindful, of course, think about yourself. I would never want you to forget that. But don't forget to think about others too. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, where I'll talk more about simplicity and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.